Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Monique. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. I really appreciate you being here. I'm here with a solo one for you. And you guys know I said I wanted to do more solo episodes, so I am back with one that I hope is fun and helpful, especially if you want to start your own podcast. And I hope you do. And I know that a lot of you do because I get DMs on Instagram with questions on how to start one and, you know, just questions about how to do interviews and all of that good stuff. So I definitely want to start doing more episodes where I'm just sharing more tips about like behind the scenes of my business, behind the scenes of podcasting, YouTube, social media, whatever topics you guys want. I definitely want to do more of that because I just love talking about this stuff. So today I want to share some of the mistakes that I made with starting and growing my podcast in hopes that it helps someone else out there who is looking to start their own. I was inspired to do this episode because I was recently nominated for Best Vegan Podcast from Veg News, which is a dope ass honor because, I mean, in our industry, Veg News is like, you know, a big deal in our industry, right? To be nominated for something like that. So this is the second year in a row I was nominated. And I honestly want to win this. I know that there's some big contenders up there, but I want to win. And so if you haven't voted for me, definitely check out the link that I'm going to put in the show notes and also on the blog post for this episode. Definitely go check it out. I'm not sure when voting is over, but all you have to do is click on the link and go to page 6. Find my face on there, Brown Vegan Podcast, click on it and you can vote for me. There are a million categories because it's like the vegan awards, basically. There are a million categories. And if you're not a vegan or you don't want to vote for all the other categories, you don't have to. But definitely make sure you vote for me, page 6, and hit submit and be done. I would really appreciate that. I'm so excited about this. And shout out to everybody who has already voted for me. Y'all have been like showing out and showing up and showing out on social media, and I really appreciate it. But yes, because of that nomination, I wanted to do an episode about some of the mistakes that I made as I was growing and starting this here podcast. If you don't know, I started this podcast way back. I want to say it was like 2014-ish, on and off, on and off since then. You know, I think it was around 2013, 2014. It was when people didn't even really know what podcasting was, when I would be like, oh, listen to my podcast. Actually, that's not true. I wouldn't even really tell people to listen. But sometimes people would ask me, like, how do they listen when they find out about it? And they're like, what do I go to listen? So it was way back then when people really didn't listen to podcasts. And I feel like one of the biggest mistakes that I made with this show is that I was not consistent. You know, I'm like 150 episodes in after all those years. And even though I'm really proud of a lot of the work that I've done, I feel like I should have been more consistent. And so consistency to me means having an episode every single week, rain or shine, even some extra bonus episodes thrown in there. I just wasn't consistent at all over the years. And this is something that I'm really working hard on to go forward, just to make sure that I'm putting out these episodes and you guys are getting the information that you need to help you go vegan and information on growing a business and just lifestyle and wellness. I feel like that was one of the biggest mistakes because I feel like I could have been much further along if I just hung in there, rain, sickness, whatever was going on, just showing up was one of my biggest mistakes. And so I just suggest that if you want to start a podcast, that you put some systems into place so that you can actually get your episodes out in a timely manner. For me now, what I do is I try to do as many interviews as I can in a week so that I can batch the content for and spread it out over the course of the month type thing. So for instance, last week I had 3 interviews. And so that gave me all of my content for February by having that. And also I'm getting into the habit of recording solo episodes like this so that I can have them, I can drop them during times when I don't have any interviews, or I can have a bonus episode during the week. And that's a great way to, you know, connect with you guys and to get the numbers up, just the listening numbers, the downloads up, all of that important stuff that needs to happen. So yeah, the consistency, I would say, is one of the biggest mistakes that I made with the show. When you start your podcast, definitely work on a schedule that makes sense. The best schedule I would believe I say is once a week, but if you need to do it every other week, just showing up all the time is so important. So that's the first mistake. The second mistake that I made when I started my podcast and just as I was growing the show is over editing the episodes. So I was like, before I handed over the show to my editor, I was obsessed with like getting out everything that did not sound clear out of every episode and not let things flow. Like I was just over edit so much. And honestly, that's why one of the reasons why it's taking me so long to do more solo episodes, because I know that I talk fast. I know that I clear my throat a lot. I do all of these other stuff in here that you won't ever hear. But I was just like in my head so much about like how I spoke that I would over edit to the point where I felt like it took away from conversations that I would have with guests. So that's another thing that I don't want you to do. Of course, you could take the ums out and take out dead air and, you know, if dogs barking or whatever else you want to take out. But don't feel like you have to take out everything and that it has to sound perfect, because my favorite type of podcasts are the ones that don't sound perfect, which is funny considering the fact that I always wanted my shit to sound perfect. It's like it wasn't even necessary. So that's another mistake that I made. Another thing that I feel like I messed up in is not getting help sooner. So I have Daniel. He's amazing. He edits the podcast for me now. But for the longest time, I did not have anyone editing. And that was a thing that cut into my consistency, because I would be so in my head with the over editing that I would listen to an episode like 5 or 6 times before I put it out. And it would just take me so long to get episodes out. And it's just, it was just a lot. And the way I got my editor is he actually cold pitched me and he really hit all my pain points, all the things that I was struggling with. And he was like, hey, you know, I'll edit an episode for free for you and just let you know, let me know what you think and we can go from there. And it was amazing. And I was just like, oh my God, I need somebody to edit. And once he took over the editing, I was like, man, I wish I did this sooner, a lot sooner. And I feel like that made such a huge difference. And even though I'm still working on my consistency and batching and all of that, it just made a huge difference. Another thing too, as far as help, is I'm working with somebody. I'm actually going to start working with someone to help me behind the scenes even more, to help me with my show notes, to help me with my blog posts, to help me with social media so I can get these episodes out. Because even though I love the fact that a lot of times I'm talking to my guests and I'm real chill, there's still a lot of work behind the scenes that no one else sees that has to get done in order for these episodes to come out. So just having an assistant, even though she's only going to help me for a few hours a week, just help me get this show going and help me take it to the next level. I'm really excited about that. So that was a mistake I made, is that I waited so long to get someone to help me, to get both of these people to help me with the show. I think that I have my editor for about a year now. It's been about a year, but like I said, I've had this show for so long. I should have had help sooner, but yeah, that was one of the mistakes, is just feeling like I have to control everything and feeling like that I have to do everything myself. I just really think that when we approach business like that, we really do hold ourselves back. And there's times where I feel like I can't afford to have help, but at the same time, I know that in the long run, it will really help me get to the next level by having some help behind the scenes for certain things that I have going on. Another mistake I feel like I did was not researching my guests, not being prepared enough when I would have guests on the show. Y'all want to hear something real crazy? I used to legit connect with people on Instagram and say, hey, I got this podcast, you want to be on? And they're like, sure, yeah, I'll be on. And then they'll come on the show and I didn't really know anything about them. I didn't prepare any like topics or anything, any questions or anything. And we would just get on and just start talking. Yo, like when I think about it, I'm like mind blown. First of all, that people trusted me enough to just let me have them come on here and we just start talking like that. Oh my goodness. And then secondly, I just feel like it wasn't the best quality show by doing that. And don't get me wrong, I'll never be somebody that has like a whole list of questions and I feel like I gotta go through this rigorous format or anything like that. I'll never be that person because that doesn't match my personality. However, I just feel like the show is so much better now that I connect with my guests for at least 15 minutes on a day separate from the actual interview. We go over the topics. I let them know what to expect. I answer any questions or concerns they have. I kind of like work on building some type of rapport with them so that they're not just jumping on and they don't even know who I am kind of thing. And so I just feel like the conversations are so much more rich and they're so much more natural now because I actually have those 15-minute conversations on a separate day. That was just like a huge mistake. Like I can't, shout out to all those people who like trusted me to come on here with no idea what we were going to talk about. I used to be like, yeah, we're just going to talk about your vegan journey. Like, girl, what is that? And honestly, it gave me a lot of pressure because I didn't have any topics in mind. I didn't have a format, even like a rough format in mind. It used to be so hard for me to title my episodes. It used to be so hard for me to do show notes. It used to be so hard because I would just literally, we would be all over the place talking about so many different things in the episode, which I'm sure people probably enjoyed, I guess, but it was a lot harder work for me because I couldn't figure out how to title. If you talk about 8 different things in one episode, it's kind of hard to title the episode. It's kind of hard to come up with your show notes and your intro and all of those things. So that was a mistake that I made, is just not having those 15-minute pre-interviews, not being prepared with questions, not researching my guests. Just none of those things. So these days I definitely make sure that I, you know, get to meet people beforehand and then we go from there. And finally, I would say that a mistake that I made is not celebrating my wins sooner. I feel like I just started celebrating wins within like the last month, which is kind of bad, but it is what it is. I've always kind of been that person. Like when things happen, I don't usually talk about it. And to be honest with you, the only reason why I started promoting the veg news stuff and talking about it is because my manager was just like, girl, you gotta, you know, tell people about this, tell people to vote, let it be known that you have this going on. So not celebrating when I have like meeting milestones for downloads and getting bomb ass sponsorships and all of that, just kind of not really taking a moment to celebrate those things. I think that was a mistake too, because it's not that I don't think the show is important. I absolutely love it and think it's important. I just think that it's just so chill. Like that sometimes I don't really know if it's helping anybody, if it has the impact that it needs to have, that I would like it to have. So sometimes it's just kind of hard to celebrate. And I know some of y'all can probably relate to that, just not being very good at celebrating yourself. So that is something that I'm really working on, just putting myself out there more. And I know celebrating the small wins will allow me to really be able to build on that and give, you know, boost my confidence and help me show up for you and myself. So yeah, this was just a quick episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Just sharing some tips. If you have other topics within podcasting, business, social media, any other thing like that you want me to talk about, of course, the vegan stuff, definitely send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Brown Vegan over there. And yeah, I'm going to keep going with these solo episodes. I hope you enjoy them. And also, if you are looking to start your own podcast, definitely do it. You should do it. I started my podcast very simple. To be honest, I actually started with using an iPod. I didn't even have an iPad back then or an iPhone back then. And I just started recording episodes on my phone and then just put them out into the world. And here we are now. So get started. Don't overthink it. Don't make things complicated. If you're anything like me, the more simple, the better. And it makes it easier for you to show up. If you need help starting your own podcast and you want to work with me one-on-one, all you have to do is go to startthatpodcast.com to sign up for a consultation. I'll help you start, grow, and monetize your show or one of those areas. We'll have a one-on-one conversation for an hour. Of course, before that, you'll have a questionnaire where you'll fill out and let me know what you want. And then we'll get on the phone, we'll knock everything out in that consultation, and then we'll do a follow-up appointment within 2 weeks so that I can help you get going. So eventually that domain will be a podcast course. But for now, if you want to work with me one-on-one, that is an option. And once again, that is startthatpodcast.com. So yeah, thank y'all so much for listening to the podcast. As always, I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.